This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up. Asian White News.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Hello, this is Jay John. Welcome to our daily show. It's a pleasure to have you here today. On the show today, we are speaking about your first time. Yep, I know it sounds a bit risque, but today we're talking about the first time you were brought into the world of K-pop, J-pop, Asian pop in general. Do you remember the first song that got you interested in this genre of music? We would love to hear from you. Make sure you get on our Facebook page, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. We've made a post about it. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Got a few people on the show already today lined up to have a chat about their favorite songs. We'll be reading out some of your messages. But those songs that got you into Asian pop in general, I know a lot of people have had their lives changed by discovering K-pop, J-pop, J-rock, anything in between. And we'll be dedicating the next 60 minutes to that. If you like what you hear, make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio and rate and review if you can. Our app is available free to download. You can do that via the Google Play Store or on iTunes. So many ways to hear us. You can head to AsianPopRadio.com. For now, let's get into our first track on Asia Wide Hits, Asian Pop Radio.
I can tell you're looking at me. I know what you see. Any closer and you feel the heat.
GG.
You don't have to pretend that you didn't notice me. Every look will make it hard to breathe.
R-X.
Bring the boys out.
That's SNSD, Girls' Generation with The Boys, the English version on Asian Pop Radio, not Asian Prop Radio. And of course, that was requested by Cassandra Bredsell, world's oldest K-pop fan, part of the Asian Pop Radio team. Cassandra's talked about that before, but she once again reminds us that that was the first time she experienced K-pop. She was watching the David Letterman show late one night when Girls' Generation actually came on to sing the song live to the American audience. Obviously, that was around 2012 when they were trying to take on the US pop scene. Made a bit of a dent. And also, she says that Bill Murray was on the show, who is a well-known actor from back in the day, and was a guest, and he absolutely loved it. She was blown away by their voices, and Girls' Generation sucked Cassandra into the world of K-pop. What do you think? What was the song that introduced you? Let us know. Get to facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio. We've made a post about that just late last night. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Or you can get in our Twitter feed and comment there at Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Today on our daily show with me, Jay John, we are speaking about the songs that got you into Asian pop right back in the day. So we're really trying to find out today who's the most old school, who goes back the furthest. Of course, that was Shiny Sherlock, and that was the song that introduced Kimmy White to the world of K-pop. And what a good song to get started, right? Now, I think we say that Cassandra is world's oldest K-pop fan, but, you know, she was only introduced to K-pop in 2012. Sherry Jones, her mate, says, "Who knows for sure, as I've watched Asian movies since the early mid-90s and anime since the 80s, but have been into it full-time since YouTube started." So I guess that's around 2006, right? Thanks very much to YouTube, she says. "That first video that got me searching for it on YouTube was when the Back Dormitory Boys were trending on YouTube and got me into a Wilbur Pan song. The rest is history." We might have to try and get some time to put some Wilbur Pan in the mix for Sherry. Thank you, Sherry, for your message on Facebook. Hyun Ko says, "Shinhwa, SES, Finkel Baby, VOX, Sugar." Good stuff there. Rosie, same song as Kimmy. "Thanks to my best friend Bella Day. She showed me the video when I was staying with her once and I was hooked." Thanks for that, Rosie. Lots of messages coming through on our Facebook page. Cassandra Maggie, "Shiny's Lucifer. But the most old school I liked was H.O.T., or I guess Hot's Candy." You know what, Cassandra? We haven't played Hot for a long time, so I think we should play Hot's Candy right now on our 60-minute special dedicated to the songs that got you hooked to Asian pop. Here it is on Asia Wide Hits, Asian Pop Radio. White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Today on the show, we are dedicating the songs that introduced you to Asian pop. When was your first time? We want to hear from you. You can get on our Facebook page and contribute to the post that we made, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. And you can tweet us at Asian Pop Radio. Tell us, when was your first time? What introduced you to the world of Asian pop? It might have been K-pop, might have been J-pop, some J-rock. Could have been something beyond that. It could be some, you know, C-pop, some Mandopop, whatever it was. We want to hear from you. Look, so many people on our page and on our Twitter and inboxing us, telling us about their favorite songs being, the song that introduced them. So many different Shiny songs were what dragged people into the world of K-pop. So we've had Cassandra say Lucifer, LV Golden Brown agrees, Lucifer in caps, so she's serious about what she's saying. Anne Hegelblum says, Hegblum, sorry, says Bucktick, Dress Still of the only songs to send a chill down my spine. Kimmy also agrees Shiny's very popular. Sherry Jones then reminds us Ring Ding Dong was the song that got her hooked even 100%, even though it was a Wilbur Pan song that started her on the road to an Asian music train of awesomeness. Wow. Sherry, you should be writing for us. That's amazing. Tanya Kluck says, GG, Girls' Generation. My now husband introduced me and now he regrets it. I could see that. Is that one of those songs, Tanya, that you just sing around the house all the time just to, you know, bother your hubby? Sung has told us Big Bang Lies is the song that got her into it. Look, I can't pass up an opportunity, Sung, to play some Big Bang when I've got the chance. So I reckon that's going to be our next song now for Sung. The song that introduced her into the world of K-pop. Here's Big Bang with Lies on Asia Wide Hits, Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah, love is pain, dedicated for my broken heart of people. Once saw the flame, yeah, scream my name. Damn, and I'm so sick of love songs. Yeah, I hate them love songs. The mental powers 거짓말 늦은 밤 비가 내려와 날 데려와 젖은 기억을 되뒤척여 나 너 없이 잘 살 수 있다고 다짐에 받아 어쩔 수 없다고 못하는 술도 마시고 속타는 마음 밤새 채워봐도 싫어 너는 하루는 기도 비도 제발 있게 해달라 줘 너무 내게 웃음이 보이지 않나 눈물조차 보이지 않나 더는 살고 싶지 않나 yeah. 것 같아 열받게 네 생각에 돌아버릴 것 같아 보고 싶을 때 볼 수가 없대 모두 끝났대 I'll be right back
Here we go I love you I just can't I just can't
Bang Lies on Asia Wide Hits, Asian Pop Radio. This is Jay John, and you are listening to our daily show. If you like what you hear, we hope you can download our app free via the App Store. It's available on iOS and Android, and it's free. You can do a whole heap of awesome stuff with it, like set your alarm on there so you can wake up to the Jeanette Jay John show, all sorts of stuff. You can also see our latest songs that have been played on our 24/7 stream. Don't forget you can subscribe to us on iTunes. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. We are talking about the songs that got you into the world of Asian pop. Your first time. That's someone else giving us a call now to have a chat about their first time, but we'll have a chat to them very, very soon. I'm going to read out this message from Wynn Fontanos on our Facebook page, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. Wynn says, mine was Infinite Lately. Then the little brother showed me Kiari Pumu Pumu's Candy Candy, and I thought there must be something more than this. Then watched BAP's Hurricane, which got me into watching SBS Pop Asia. Then I watched BAP's Coffee Shop and saw how cute and adorable they were. That's when I started looking into all their current music. Then I looked at other K-pop groups. Now I'm addicted and I haven't listened to Western music for 4 years. Wynn, I can sympathize with that because at my day job, for about 10 years, I had a day job at another radio station where Asian Pop Radio started. It's Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. And so often I walk out of my production booth where I spend most of my time away from what we're playing live on radio. And I go to the music director and I say, hey, what's this song? This is pretty good. And I've got myself in trouble so many times because I just don't keep up with the music that's, you know, on the top 40 these days. And one prime example is about 5 years ago now when in 2012 I did the same. I went up to the music director and I said, this song's really good. Like, is it doing well in the charts? And the boss said, actually, that's number one right across the world at the moment. It's Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. But, you know, I was a little distracted with Psy's Gangnam Style at the time, as most of us were, so don't hold it against me, everyone. All right, Wynn, I'm going to play one of those tracks for you now, but I'm trying to think of which one to do. It's too hard to decide. You know what? I think we'll go with BAP Coffee Shop. We haven't played that in a while. So here it is on Asia Wide Hits 24/7, Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah. 아직도 피클을 못 먹는지 찾죠. 익숙해지는 너는 삶도 꽤 괜찮아. 이 소식에도 웃음이 나죠. 햇살 가득한 창가에 기대 이어폰을 껴.
That was BAP Coffee Shop on Asian Pop Radio. Jay John with you for The Daily Show. And we've got a very familiar voice on the line. We spoke of her earlier on in the show. It's Cassandra Bredsaw, world's oldest K-pop fan. Hey, Cassandra.
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me? Because I'm struggling to hear you. My headphones are a bit wacky.
No, I can hear you loud and clear.
Good. So this has been popular, hasn't it? We got a good amount of people having a say about the song that introduced them to Asian pop. I guess everyone remembers, right? Like, it's an important thing for people.
Yeah, it is. Well, from what I've seen on their posts, it's been a big turning point for a lot of people. I mean, a few other people mentioned that once they discovered Asian music, that was the end of it.
That's very true. Like, people just kind of went blank after that and forgot it existed. And I think that's kind of funny. I don't know about you, Cassandra, because like when I was younger, I was very passionate about Aussie music, and the first radio show I ever done was called The Local. In fact, it was all about Australian music. So I feel like I've done a bit of a 180. I think everyone else has as well, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I can remember my teens. You know, I was like the one hit wonder queen. Out and nobody knew about it. It's like, ask Cassandra. Now I have no idea who's doing what.
That's hilarious. What kind of music did you grow up with? Like, what did you like when you were growing up?
Duran Duran.
Oh, wow. There you go. So that's going back a little bit.
Yeah, it's showing my age. That's why I'm the world's oldest K-pop fan.
But Duran Duran is still around. Like, they're still doing their thing.
Yeah, they are, and not the same Duran Duran that they used to be in the 80s, but, you know, they're still around pumping out music, which is good to see.
I don't know where to go after that, Cassandra. I've just got no idea how to follow on with Duran Duran for Asian Pop Radio. Let's hope they do a collaboration with Big Bang or something.
Or BAP.
BAP. All right, Cassandra, no doubt we'll hear you again later on in the week, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks to everybody for posting their comments on the wall, and make sure you listen to the show and hopefully you hear your song played.
I think we're definitely going to try and dedicate the Monday or Tuesday show each week to doing more of this. So the first time you've heard of K-pop or your favourite J-rock song or whatever it might be, because I think it's a lot of fun to interact with everyone. We need to do it more. It's good to just talk and have people listen to you, but it's good to make it about other people sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, well, why would we want to do that?
Thanks, Cassandra.
Just before you go, I just wanted to say, there was a lot of music on there that I'd never heard of. So the side about it is that, you know, you get to discover all this other new music that you probably would never look up.
I totally agree. And, like, when music comes through so thick and fast from Korea and Japan these days that, like, you know, even the Oricon chart, like, the top 10 can be, like, 5 new songs and the next week they're gone and there's 5 more songs. Like,
brutal.
How do you remember anything? Like, so it's really cool to take that kind of trip down memory lane with everyone.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All right, I'll let you go now.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cassandra. Best of luck with your exam today.
Oh, yeah, hope I don't fall asleep. Thank you.
When you get a good job and earn lots of money, remember, you know, remember Jace.
Yeah, definitely.
Take me out for dinner.
Yeah, no worries.
Asian Pop Radio. Asia Wide Hits 24/7, Asian Pop Radio. This is Jay John for your daily show. Don't forget tomorrow on Wednesday, Jeanette and the team will be back with me in the studio for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday show, and we'll be having lots of fun there, no doubt. Today, as we have suggested earlier on, we are talking about the songs that introduced you to Asian pop. Your first time, the thing that, you know, did it revolutionize your life? Did you give up on the Western pop scene after that? Did you become just totally obsessed with dramas and everything like that that comes with it? Look, I got another message on our Facebook page, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio, from Sandra Hall that says, "For me, it was Redemption by Gackt. Took me a while to hit the pop end of Japanese music. I believe my first pop song was Katun, Keep the Faith. Then my daughter sent me to a fan video of Soul Eater that had Purple Line by DBSK, but my true entry into the world of K-pop was Merodic. Oh, what a song by DBSK once again, or TVXQ, depending on who you are, you know, who you're talking to. From there was no escape." Sandra, I totally agree. That was one of the songs that did it for me as well. And I think one of my early entries to K-pop, you know, one of the light bulb moments, I guess, was watching Eat Your Kimchi's videos. And I think the first Eat Your Kimchi video I saw was their How to Dance K-pop style video, 2007. If you have, oh God, 10 years ago now, can you believe that? If you have not seen that video, it's hilarious. And I think they did it again for 2008, 9, 10, 11, and 12. And after that, sometime, I think they stopped. But they basically, for the first post in 2007, they were just trying to teach other teachers who were teaching in Korea how to sort of work with the students, understand them, understand their love of K-pop. And that's really where Eat Your Kimchi grew. And it just became like, they became K-pop personalities, you know, before sort of flipping it on its head and going to Japan. So one of the videos that they actually reviewed in that top 10 for 2007 was TVXQ's Merodic, which absolutely loved. It got me hooked on TVXQ, and then obviously JYJ and everything that came after it. Look, I don't see how I could not play this for you, Sandra. I have to play one of these songs. I'm looking at Katung, I'm looking at TVXQ, and I'm really torn because I want to play Merodic, but I know we do it a lot, so I'm going to put a Katun song on for you. How's that? There you go. Let's do that. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This one's for Sandra Hall. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the show. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Thank you to everyone today that's had a say on the songs that introduced them to Asian pop. I'm glad you all remember your first time. It's an important thing. We need to preserve these memories and share them with the rest of the world. We've had another message through from Anne that says, "Oh my God, love Katun." We heard from her earlier on, but yeah, big fan of Katun as well. I'm sure many people are. Karen McBride, you'll really like to know, if you didn't see what we did on our Monday show this week, we actually dedicated 60 minutes to GD in anticipation of him coming to our, I nearly said in anticipation of him coming to Asian Pop Radio, which I'm hopeful about, but no, in anticipation of him coming to Australia for his solo concerts in August. Karen says that GD's Heartbreaker was the song that introduced her. And boy, Karen, I can sympathize with that. I just absolutely fell in love with GD from that point. I loved Big Bang. As soon as I saw Heartbreaker, I was like, damn, this song is amazing. I'm going to have to follow him as a solo artist. And I think actually at that time, it was 2009. It was just shortly after I had gone to Korea for the first time. I knew he was going to be releasing a solo album around about then. It was about his birthday, I believe. And I couldn't wait for that song to the album to make it to, I guess what we call here in Melbourne, the Yellow Shop, which existed back in the day, Media Asia store. So I was hanging out for it. And when I got that album, I just listened to it and listened to it and listened to it back and forward until like, I don't know. It just became like stuck in my head. But a great song. Make sure you go to our podcast feed and search for the full show that we posted with snippets of the song. So you can go to podomatic.com/Asian Pop Radio Or you can subscribe to us on our iTunes. It's all there as well. Just search for Asian Pop Radio. If you like our podcast, guys, please make sure you rate and review so you can hear all our future episodes. Wiz, I think I had another SMS here somewhere came through. No, I don't for now, but I would really like to share the song that introduced me to K-pop back in 2008. I had just gone overseas for a holiday, my first holiday, and I got home and I felt quite miserable because I'd been to Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand and Malaysia for 5 weeks. I'd never had a break like that. It was my first trip overseas and obviously first time to Asia, and absolutely felt this connection to this place that I wanted to learn more about. And felt like, you know, just being back in the norm. I don't know about you guys, but the first time you go, overseas, it's just horrible to come home. It really is. No matter how good things are at home, you just don't want to be there. A friend of mine was working with me, an Aussie-Vietnamese guy, said, look, I think you'd like this K-pop group. It's quite uplifting. It's bubbly. It'll make you feel good. And it was this song. Here it is on Asian Pop Radio. That's it for our 60-minute special today of the songs that introduce you to the world of Asian pop. Thanks to everyone who was involved in the show. We really appreciate everyone that had a say on our Facebook page, on our Twitter page, on our Twitter feed. You guys have inboxed, emailed. Thank you so much. If you want to keep tabs on Asian Pop Radio, do head to our website, asianpopradio.com. More and more work's being put into that to grow that and make it a hub for everything you need to know about the show and Asian pop, in general. I would like to say a very big thank you specifically to everyone that was part of the show today. Who have we got? We've got Rebecca. Thank you so much for taking part, Rebecca DeCruz. We also have, of course, Cassandra. Oh, gosh, we missed so many. Have we missed so many? No, we got all them. LV, let's have a look. LV, Cherie Jones, Hyun Ko, Kimmy, Rosie, Cassandra, LV, and Tanya, Sung, Rhiannon, Erica, Danielle, look, everyone that took part, Sandra, Karen, Wynn, thank you to everyone that had their say. We really appreciate it. We hope you can keep listening to Asian Pop Radio. If there's anything you ever want to hear on the show, you've got something to talk about, share with us, you want some promotion for something, just take a chance. Message us. You can head to our website, asianpopradio.com, and fill out a form. You can contact me directly, producer at Asian Pop Radio. Tell us all about it, and no doubt we'll have time to have a chat to you on one of our upcoming shows. Jeanette and Jay John Show will be back again tomorrow with myself, Jeanette, and the crew. Top 10's coming up very, 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 very soon, thanks to Travis, our music director. For now, here's another Asia White hit. See you later.